This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. You can actually go and control the content of this radio show by going to freetalklive.com, and when you find something online you think's interesting, you think our other listeners might enjoy hearing about or seeing, you just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. Head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining me tonight, Dale.
Hi.
Hey. We both came back from the same place today.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we definitely need to talk about here, but let's get right into your phone calls, because we had a very interesting day. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I would say good in some ways, like really good in some ways, and some, not so great. But first, we go to George listening in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Dale.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, okay, I'm on my lunch break, so I gotta make this quick. I was listening to the Friday night thing where you guys are talking about how the Georgia Air Force shut down the lemonade stand and run by these two girls and 14 years old.
That's correct.
That's ironic in a way that the bureaucrat who defended that thing, her last name was Morningstar. Do any of you know where that's referenced from?
I'm not certain. Oh, well, that's not good. By the way, your phone was Lucifer has phone, man. Thanks for the call.
Lucifer has a lot of names.
Alternate names, yeah. Old Scratch, Mephistopheles.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of them just come from various mythologies of some kind of vaguely similar deity that is, since it's not Jesus, it's the devil.
Satan.
So all those deities get dubbed as alternatives of Lucifer.
It's kind of fun to look at a list of all the alternate names and see the ones you haven't heard of before.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was referring to the lemonade stand story where two young ladies were they were forcibly stopped from operating a lemonade stand. And unfortunately, their mom had some sort of an obedient comment to make after it was all said and done. Like, I teach my kids to be good.
Which, of course, she means that, obey the law.
She means obedient.
Yeah,
obedient. Which is different from being good. Because sometimes the people that are demanding that you obey are the ones doing the bad. In fact,
asking you to do bad things, in which case you should not be obedient if you're going to be a good person.
Which brings us to what we were doing today. Our friends Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org were being good. When they were in Massachusetts
punished for not being obedient, even though they weren't breaking any laws.
Right. They'd gone to a jail in Greenfield, Massachusetts, because a friend, a mutual friend, a friend activist up here, Rich Paul, was arrested for something, and they wanted to bail him out. They had the cash. They were going to bail him out. But they are documentarians, and if you go to LibertyOnTour.com, you see there's a lot of video content. That's because these guys record whatever interactions with government bureaucrats they have. You know, they're silly. They think that there's a freedom of the press and that, that they have the freedom to operate.
They also have this silly notion that sometimes these bureaucrats don't behave in the most professional manner, and the only way you can ever hold them accountable is to get them on video.
Yep, absolutely.
They have that silly notion as well.
And in most cases, they get away with it, in most cases. But in some cases, they go up against particularly ornery bureaucrats who believe that they own them and have the ability to say, well, I don't consent, as though that means anything.
And did you notice, in fact, the judge trying to, and I'm almost certain there's nothing about consent in the actual law. I think there's something about secretly recording people without their knowledge, but I don't think there's anything about consent in the actual law that they're being charged with. But did you see that language trying to be inserted in the actual jury instructions?
He did kind of
in a very awkward and not in a bizarre way.
But you're getting ahead of yourself, Dale, because we haven't really explained what we're talking about yet. So they were at this jail, and they were using video cameras, and the jail guards got very upset about it. Even though the jail guards themselves have video devices installed all over the facility, it's a problem, apparently, when the little people like us have our own cameras. And so they got all uppity about it, and there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of discussion about it. They ended up calling the Greenfield police, and then one of their Greenfield officers shows up and threatens them with an arrest for trespass if they were to continue using the video camera. He said, look, you've got to leave or put the camera away and go bail your friend out, or else you're going to be arrested for trespass. And this, again, went back and forth for several minutes before the Greenfield police officer did initiate an arrest at that point. Both Pete and Adamo were arrested and charged with wiretapping, which is a felony, carrying approximately 5 years in prison. Maybe 2.5. Anyway, they were looking at a total of 5 years, from what I understand, 5 or 6 years. They also were charged with trespass. They were also charged with something else, which had been dropped, and I forget, it escapes my mind what that was. But in addition, they were charged with, so I said trespass, wiretapping, resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest,
which,
yeah.
Which, of course, they love to tack
on. Typical piling up of charges, everything they could possibly think of, and then, you know, they start dropping some of them.
Right, and they like to tack on resisting arrest when you don't do absolutely everything you can to assist them in your own kidnapping. So even though you were doing good, or Pete and Adamo in this case, were doing good, they were recording the police, recording government bureaucrats who supposedly are on your payroll, right? You're the one who pays the taxes. So they're supposed to be servants. Of course, they don't act like servants. Can you imagine hiring somebody to do a job and then them having them get upset when you want to see if they're doing the job correctly? When you want to have some sort of video footage of them doing their jobs?
Public servants in a public place.
It'd be like the Walmart employee. Yeah. It'd be like the Walmart greeter getting upset that there's a loss control system in the store. Loss control being the department that has all the cameras and the agents that make sure everything is not walking out the front door without being paid for. So they end up getting arrested. They get these multiple charges. Then, today, before the trial, they discovered that the trespass charge has been dropped.
Which is very bizarre.
Right. Because, again, now we're faced with this fruit of the poison tree doctrine, which seems to be completely ignored in government courts today because we've seen other people get convicted. Let me give you an example here. So if they were arrested for trespass, which is the reason the police officer stated he was going to arrest them, they had not been arrested for wiretapping. The wiretapping charge didn't come until after the arrest. So they were arrested for trespassing. The trespass charge was dropped, yet they still face resisting arrest charges.
This, it's bizarre, but I think there's precedence for that sort of thing. Where
the original charge is dropped,
yet because you know they still go forward with resisting arrest. Even though they shouldn't have arrested you, presumably, because the charge for which you are arrested has been dropped.
There's plenty of precedents for this, but it shouldn't be that way by the fruit of the poison tree doctrine. If they made a false arrest, if they determined after the fact, oh, wait, looks like we shouldn't have arrested him for trespass after all, then how could they be legitimately charged with resisting arrest? I mean, if they actually did resist arrest, and it remains to be seen what the jury thinks because the trial did not finish today, we got to the point where the state, so-called, the people calling themselves the state, decided they were done with their prosecution. So tomorrow, early morning in Greenfield, Massachusetts, the trial continues. Pete Nademo over at libertyontour.com, copblock.org/Greenfield, place to go to get all kinds of video and background information about what's going on there. I know that Jason Talley was out from cdevolution.org today. He was tweeting information out, posting Facebook updates about what was going on. And I definitely want to get into some of the details, because there were over 50 people that came out for this trial. At one count of me just looking around the courtroom, over 50 people.
That's probably a symptom of them taking so long to bring this to trial. It's been, you know, a lot of news has gotten out about it.
There's that. Yeah, because there are some folks, some of those 50, maybe about 10% of them were, maybe a little more than 10%, were actually locals from Greenfield, not the Liberty activists from New Hampshire, which were the bulk of them. We're coming up. We'll tell you what happened, because it was pretty amazing in parts. It's Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance. How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, one of those features. The Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's details there as to how, if you are a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Liberty-oriented people. People that understand what liberty means coming together in the same geographic location is, in my opinion, the solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. That's why I picked up my life and made the move from Florida to New Hampshire. Everybody always asks, why did you move from Florida to New Hampshire? You know, the, I guess, unspoken assumption in there is, it's so cold up here. And it can get cold in New Hampshire, there's no doubt. You moved up from California and Georgia, actually. Yeah. You've lived in both of those places, Dale. And why did you move here?
Because the kind of people that I want to be around are here. And it is the best hope, like you said, for liberty in our lifetime. It's certainly gotten better just since I've been here.
Hasn't it, though?
Yeah.
I agree completely. And it's just, there are things that have happened already. And again, we're still on the beginning cusp of this movement. Only a few hundred people have actually made the move thus far. And we want to get thousands of people. We've got over 11,000 pledged to move. I want to get to 20,000 people, and we need to get hundreds more here sooner rather than later, and then thousands more here. But just having those hundreds has made a big difference. It's made a big difference in the world of politics, also in the world of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which the liberty movement just hasn't even had before New Hampshire.
And have you seen, I just saw recently, like, the last 5 years of Porkfest photos were posted, maybe four years.
Oh, really?
Five years.
Where? Over at Porkfest.com?
It was posted at the Free State Project Forum, on the Porkfest thread, and it shows the last 4 or 5 years, and you can see the size, looks like it's doubling every year. The size of the...
I wouldn't say it doubled between last year and this year, but it certainly did increase.
Well, I'm talking about the photo, though.
The big group photo?
Just eyeballing the photo. It's just a nice dramatic visual, though, to see the numbers growing so quickly.
So go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, that is. If you don't, just do something else. But if you love liberty and you want to be free and you're willing to do something about it, because complaining ain't going to make it happen. You won't complain your way to freedom. You won't be able to beg your way to freedom. You have to actually do. You have to actually stand up. Maybe take a little risk. But at the very least, joining together with others makes things possible that previously had been impossible. And I submit to you as an example the trial today of Pete and Damo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org as an example of the success of the Free State Project. Because where else will you, if you're going to trial for something, presuming you're going to trial for some non-crime, not if you actually hurt someone,
right.
But where else can you get 50 people to turn out in support of you at a trial?
We packed that courtroom.
The courtroom was packed. In fact, I believe it had reached...
There was a lot of cheering and clapping going on when our side would make a good case.
That was one of the things that I thought was the best part about it, because we've had a situation where folks have laughed in court before, and they've been shut down by the judge. In fact, it happened fairly recently here in Keene when there were approximately 15 people in court, maybe about a dozen to 15 people that were in court that were of a liberty mindset. They laughed, some of them laughed about some absurdity that the judge said at the front of the room, and the judge then suggested that everyone leave. Unfortunately, most people did, and I thought it was a mistake on their part, but then again, I don't control other folks, and for them, you know, it may have just been too risky for them to stay. They were probably too worried about being arrested, so they got up and they left. I think that had they all stayed, no one would have been arrested, and the guards never would have been able to do anything about it. But obviously, what's done is done in that particular case. But today, when we had three times as many people, four times as many people. I mean, as a dozen folks, we had 50 plus. So when folks laughed, the whole courtroom was laughing. And there was nothing that the judge even tried to do about it.
Right. It could just be a different attitude about that particular judge.
Well, the judge has I've been in front of this judge a number of times, and not as a defendant, but in his courtroom, just as I've gone down to support Pete Nademo at the various different motion hearings they've had and the arraignments, like all this stuff over the last year. it's been the same judge every single time. And he's always seemed more even keel as far as his emotional quotient than the man in the robe here in Keene. But, you know, all that said, he could, surely could have been a lot worse. But what could he really have done? I mean, he's in a courtroom that's the majority liberty activists. I mean, they packed in as many bureaucrats today as they possibly could. There was court security all over the place. And one of the negative sides about today was that they weren't allowing any electronic devices into the courtroom.
And that was a special case for us. That is not standard. In fact, there's a sign on the door of that very courtroom that says, turn off your cell phones or silence your cell phones, I believe it says.
Correct. So
this was a special case. They were specifically doing this just to us.
Cracking down on the electronic devices. Now, to be fair, they did allow one video camera in the room because, well, even in old Massachusetts, if you got enough people around that are willing to be active for liberty, you can get cameras in a courtroom. So that's a good sign. We were able to get the camera in there, and so there will be footage of all of this coming out. There will be footage of an entire courtroom full of people. The first thing that happened was I was operating the camera in the beginning, and then Bo from LibertyOnTour.com took over. But in the very beginning, I heard when the judge was going to come in, the bureaucrats were talking. The judge is on his way. And so I turned the camera to face the audience at that point. As you said, you know, this is a huge audience of people.
You want to get that documented. It was impressive.
Right. They filled the entire frame of the camera. Yeah. And so when they said, all rise, there were maybe three people out of the 50 people that stood up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I panned back over to the courtroom after that, after really establishing that this is a special moment. Something's really happening here. And so then it was later that folks started laughing. Like, there was a whole lot of laughter. More laughter incidents than I can count.
Yeah. Well, there were some ridiculous statements made by some police officers and things like that.
All kinds of ridiculous statements, contradictions, nonsense. And people were just laughing and nothing was being done. Like, the guards weren't even saying, the security agents, they weren't even trying to tell people to be quiet. Folks were just laughing and they were getting away with it. Which, these people hate that. At least that's been my observation over time. They don't like it because it ruins the decor and the seriousness of the courtroom, and we can't just have people taking us like a joke. We have to be we must be taken serious. This is very important to them. Their sense
I'm
of legitimacy.
Totally serial.
Their sense of legitimacy, their aura of legitimacy is critical.
It's all based on this big stage play they put on over and over again, and all these effects and these rituals. They've got to prop up this illusion of authority that they supposedly have.
And when have you ever been in court? Has it ever occurred, Dale, that you've been in court when people clap? Has it ever happened to you?
I see it in the movies.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free there, so enjoy those on us, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their site. We give you archives that go all the way back to late 2006. They are completely free. You just go, click, and download. There's no logging in or membership fee or any of that other nonsense you have to deal with on those other talk show sites. FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue here with a continued recap of what you and I experienced today, Dale. And you arrived pretty much the same time I did, right? Or bright and early this morning.
Yeah, pretty close.
Greenfield. Mm-hmm. We left here out of Keene probably like 7 a.m. and got there around 8. Just in time to hold some signs that were, you know, said things like no victim, no crime, or 5 years for filming.
You might have said, what did the police have to hide? Or what do the cops have to hide?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And lots of stuff. Actually, there was a sign-making party yesterday at the Keene Activist Center, and so there were a number of signs. We already had some signs that were kind of like generic, no victim, no crime, you can bring those things out anytime. And then there were specific signs that were specifically made for this.
Because they keep prosecuting people for victimless crimes. So that sign ends up being really common.
Maybe they will stop someday and we'll get to burn those signs. But yeah, until then, those are going to be evergreens. So we were out there this morning and probably had a good 25 people out in front of court before it even started, an hour before the trial, for the purpose of doing outreach to the jury. At least that was my intention. I wanted to give the jurors who are arriving, or the potential jurors, because the jury wasn't actually picked until 9 a.m. So all the folks who were arriving were in the jury pool. And usually what I'll do is I'll hand out fully informed jury information to these folks. The reason I didn't in this particular case is because I was specifically asked not to by Pete and Ademo. And the reason for that was they had been ordered by the man in the robe, they had been ordered to not hand anything to the jurors. Now, that didn't mean that I couldn't hand something to a juror, but they asked me not to because they wanted to make sure that the judge would have no reason to excuse the jurors who'd been given pamphlets and then call a mistrial and have to start it all over again.
Yeah, this has been dragged out for quite a while.
Over a year since the original arrest, and these guys, they're sick of going back. I mean, they've gone back several times for various hearings on motions and such, and it's just, it's an emotional toll having to deal with going to court, but it's also, in this case, it's an hour drive, and that's a lot of money in gas, not to mention the time that you have to spend and invest. And so these guys just wanted to be over, and so they asked folks not to hand stuff out to the jurors. So I respected that. But that didn't mean we couldn't hold signs, and we couldn't reach the jurors with messages on the signs. So there was a great little sign-holding rally, protest, demonstration, whatever you want to call it, in advance of the court. And interestingly, just kind of as an example of what the mainstream media considers important, right across the street from the courthouse is the newspaper's building, the Recorder, in Greenfield. And I don't know about you, Dale, but I wasn't interviewed by any reporter, and I didn't see any photographer come out. I mean, you'd think that if there's news happening, and how often does a 25-person strong protest happen anywhere, especially at a courthouse, how you're across the street and you don't send a photographer out?
I know. I saw a couple of people come over. It seemed like they were just employees that were kind of curious, but there did not seem to be any sort of official coverage, certainly.
Yeah, and they knew that we were going to be there. So not only did they have advance notice, because Pete Nademo had told them all about what was going on in the hopes of getting some sort of level of local coverage for this, but then even if you didn't know, even if you had no idea what was happening, you look out your window and you see a 25-person strong sign-holding protest, I don't know, maybe you'd send somebody out. Oh, well, I'm not in charge, so I can't make that decision for them. But nonetheless, we had a good time anyway, and lots of positive response from people in Greenfield.
Yeah, we talked to some people, just passersby who were curious, and their response was just as much shock as we were experiencing
at what they were doing.
At what was going on at the prosecution of these absurd, not real crimes that they were prosecuting.
So then we went inside, and as I mentioned before, they completely banned all electronic devices. There was some hubbub about that, and as is inevitable.
A lot of hubbub. I mean, because it was so ridiculous that they were doing this very special case just for this case.
Yes, exactly. Cracking down and only allowing one person in with a video camera. Everybody else not even allowing cell phones or anything at all. And so the reason why I don't think anybody made a move on that, nobody tried to violate that ban, is because everybody wants this to be done with. There are enough problems in New Hampshire. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to make a stand for freedom down in Massachusetts.
The whole point is to do it up here.
We've got problems that are worse in New Hampshire, actually, in some ways. Because in New Hampshire, in Keene, we can't have cameras or audio recording devices in the court anymore unless you beg in advance, unless you give them notice in advance you're going to do it. So we've got our own set of problems. It wouldn't make sense for somebody to violate the camera ban down there on purpose for the purpose of, you know, creating another trial in Greenfield. So people backed down on that particular issue. But there were some issues where they weren't even threatened to where they had to back down. Like the massive applause that happened multiple times after Ademo got up and did his opening statement. It didn't take long for a smattering of applause to turn into an entire room full. It spread almost instantly.
It was, absolutely. It was huge applause.
The entire audience was applauding for what Ademo said. What is that? What do you think that is like for that jury?
I hope it impresses upon them that there's a lot of people that are paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
And that this is going to be a public thing, and their decision is being watched. And I hope it has a good effect. I said earlier, just before the break, you were talking about the applause then, and have I ever experienced that sort of thing? And I haven't. But I do see it in the movies all the time. You know, when you see all these court case movies where they show justice winning out, which is kind of a joke. It doesn't happen very often in a court. But they show these cases of this happening, and you do see that. You see people applauding after a speech or something like that. And so I think most people go into a courtroom thinking that that is the way it is, you know, that it's this dramatic, you know, it's like a movie.
Normally it would be, I would think that would be forbidden. I mean, just based on the way I've seen judges
that's the
way, act.
That's what Burke is acts and our local judge here, so.
Right. People don't want, the people that are running the court don't want a jubilant atmosphere. They don't want people to be happy about their visit to court. They don't want excitement. They don't want laughter. They don't want applause. But in this case, even if they didn't want it, and they didn't, because the prosecutor at one point, apparently, when most people were out of the room, this is according to Pete Nademo, when they were in there and the prosecutor was in there, the prosecutor did make some sort of a motion toward the judge to stop the laughter, or stop the applause, one or the other, and the judge basically wasn't going to do anything about it.
Okay, well, that's good.
So it's great. I mean, it's just incredible what has happened thus far, and it's not over yet. The prosecution, I think they called three witnesses. They showed the videotape as well, which they actually had a VHS tape that they brought in.
I didn't see that. There was a VHS.
There was a VHS dub of one of their videos.
Oh, no.
I'd walked back in a little late because I had to go. I'd gone out to check my email because, again, no one was allowed to bring their phone in. And I'd gone out to check my email. I came back in a little bit late. They had this TV set up, and I was looking at the back of the TV because on our part of the room, couldn't see the front of it. It was pointing toward the jury. And I'm like, what? How are they playing something on that TV? There's no cords going into it. What are they doing? And I finally realized it must be like a DVD. But then the prosecutor goes up and pops a VHS tape out of the thing. And I thought, oh, my God, what year is this?
Well, and, you know, there was that testimony that one police officer didn't understand that there are a lot of handheld devices that can instantly stream to the Internet.
Right. He couldn't. He believed that there were no handheld video devices that could transmit data.
Right, straight to the Internet.
Sorry, dude, you're wrong. It was actually kind of flippant when Ademo said, oh, it's called the iPhone. Did you hear him say that?
And then, which they didn't do, actually. Pete and Ademo weren't streaming anything, as it turns out.
It's true. Yeah. he had made a phone call to a young lady, and that lady recorded the call, Allison Gibbs from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. She recorded the call, as I understand it.
Right.
And but yet they brought them up on the charges of recording. 1-800-259-9231. Their trial continues tomorrow. There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And we give you the features there free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get everything from a list of, you can get our address to send a request for a free bumper sticker and the instructions on how to do that there, plus details on flyers you can print out, graphics you can download, you can use to create whatever you want. Make your own Free Talk Live shirts if you want to. I mean, we don't care. Go ahead. And also web banners, etc. Go and get all the details at promote.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
Dale joining us courtesy of his radio program, Prometheus Unchained, which you can download free at flamingfreedom.com. That's flamingfreedom.com.
We've got banners and stuff, too, for people to download.
Excellent. A fine idea. Once again, flamingfreedom.com. It's an LGBT-oriented, liberty-focused program. So, is there anything we're missing, Dale? Because a lot happened today. I mean, we spent all day in court. We were in Greenfield for the trial of Pete and Ademo. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to copblock.org/Greenfield. There's an exhaustive history there, including a 30-minute documentary on what has occurred to Pete and Ademo thus far in the town of Greenfield, which is much more than just the trial and the things surrounding the trial. It's also harassment, continued harassment on the part of the police. In fact, one of those police officers was there this morning lurking about, being creepy, and there's just been so much that has happened. But
there was one little comment made that I thought was interesting to note. It was revealed that the wiretapping charge apparently got tacked on when, you know, Ademo called a friend of his, and with very openly, by the way, it wasn't sneaky. It wasn't like he was trying to sneak his cell phone and record anything. He was just trying to call his friend and let her know what's going on. And it's right out there in the open in front of the police. So they even showed on the video where the police looked right at him holding a cell phone. They should know that call is going to someone, and that whatever they're saying could be heard on the other side. The person on the other side decided to record, which is, you know, certainly their prerogative. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
And then But and then somehow it went through a couple of channels and ended up posted on Facebook or something like that, right? So this cop found out about this within a span of like 15 minutes. He actually testified to that fact.
I was amazed by that. And what does that say about
what are they doing to find out about something posted on someone's Facebook 15 minutes after? I mean, how closely are they watching?
That was amazing to me because they were.
That's creepy.
It was the dispatcher, actually, that found out about it, according to the cop's testimony.
Yeah, someone else, another cop found out and told him.
So, whatever this dispatcher is up to, I mean,
that's big brotherish.
Mind-blowing that within 10 to 15 minutes, according to the testimony today, that they had this information that this audio file had been posted on the internet.
Yeah, and all this is like you can kind of hear the officers kind of talking in the background of the cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and they're already being recorded on film,
right.
And audio recorded on film, and which could be getting transmitted as far as they know. This cop's claiming ignorance of that a handheld device could be transmitting to the internet, which is pretty silly.
The cop certainly made himself look ignorant.
Yeah, but they were trying to act like this was the death blow. Look, he recorded on a cell phone, and we didn't know it.
Right,
and then but they didn't like it was caught on film, all of it. It's all on the audio, on the video, and the phone is being held out right in front of him, like literally like 3 feet away from him.
Even if the video were to end at a certain point and the audio were to continue, and I don't know if that happened or not. I'm not sure how long the audio was in comparison to the video. But even if that were true, if I come to you, Dale, and I say, Dale, I'm recording this conversation, and you say, turn off that camera, and I say, okay, and I turn off the camera, does that mean you aren't being recorded anymore?
That's a technicality that is very interesting to consider.
Right. Now, again, I don't know if the audio went longer than the camera did. I'm not sure about that. But if somebody tells you you're being recorded, that doesn't mean it's one device that's recording
you. That's right.
That just means, hey, heads up, you're being recorded.
And again, the other device in this case was not being sneaky at all. It was right out in the open. And
it wasn't him that was recording.
And the cell phone records. That's just obvious.
But it wasn't the cell phone. It was a person on the other
end. Well, it transmits. I'm sorry. The cell phone transmits, and obviously the other person had decided to record it. But
I think that's enough.
But Adema's the one being charged with wiretapping.
Exactly. And Pete.
For making a phone call?
And Pete, it wasn't his phone. It was Adema's phone. So why are they charging him with
it? Right, exactly.
The whole thing is a mess. The whole thing is a mess. And the best part about this is the state doesn't have much of a case at all. And you only find this stuff out when you actually take something to trial.
Yeah.
No, they dropped multiple charges. There were different charges they were facing up till the trial.
They kept dropping charges.
So they
did the pile on initially and probably had every intention of using that as a scare tactic with the intention of dropping charges.
Because it normally works.
Or plea bargaining them. And yeah.
Well, normally this is a case.
I think this is a case where they played chicken. This is a case where they played chicken. Like, oh, they kept thinking that they would, that Pete Adema would cave and take a deal. Because the deal came down to, look, we'll just won't give you any jail time at all.
$300 was the last offer I'd heard about.
Yeah. So and no jail time, all of this, and obviously if this goes all the way to trial and shows to be the farce that it is, and they can get completely not guilty from at least on the wiretapping.
I sure hope they can.
I really think they're going to get not guilty on the wiretapping. And the only thing I can think of, it really just depends on the mindset of the jurors, whether they get resisting arrest.
Right.
They didn't actively resist arrest. There's even a police officer who said, no, they didn't resist arrest. I mean, that great testimony. They didn't even ask them anything because they didn't need to. He had just testified. Nope, they didn't resist at all. Did you have any trouble putting the handcuffs on? Nope, didn't have any trouble putting the handcuffs on. I mean, so that's pretty damning right there.
There was some testimony about how Adema pulled his arm away from one of the officers when he was trying to arrest
him. But that's quite a reach. I think even
I
in a juror's
you.
Mind.
I agree with you. It's a reach, but that's from our perspective.
And
what we've seen thus far with juries in liberty cases is that the jury still, even though in New Hampshire,
they see police as having being beyond reproach.
They're so credible. The police seem so credible to them. At least we're speculating, right? Because we don't know. We haven't talked to very many jurors. But there was one juror that I did talk to, and even though he
in a different case.
But even though he had, this was after the case was over. I talked to one juror, and if you want to see this, you can go and look at freekeen.com. Search Juror Jim Tells All. It's a really revealing video where he spends about 6 minutes answering my questions about his experience and what happened, and he basically explains that Yeah, he kind of understood the jury nullification information. He had been given the flyer, but he didn't read it because he thought he already knew about it. Which turns out he didn't really know that much about it. But anyway, he still found this person guilty that he was trying. And there were certain things that could have been done that might have changed his mind. There were more emotional appeals that maybe could have been brought out, other points that could have been made. But generally, the attitude of juries has been, well, we've got to convict him of something. I mean, they're here, and we're here, and, well, the state's there, and we're going to convict him of something. So even in the case of Bob Constantine, where he was facing years in prison for growing pot, the jury didn't convict him for the growing charge, but they did convict him of a lesser possession charge. So it wasn't a total jury nullification. They didn't nullify and say, oh, these laws are bad. They just said, well, we think it would be bad if this guy was convicted of the worst charge, so we're just going to bring in this lesser charge. So in this case, they may very well do something similar, but it sure would be great if this could be that history-making moment where in the Liberty Movement up here in New England, in the New Hampshire area, where two Liberty activists are actually set free by a jury.
And be, more than that,
up in Massachusetts.
What I was getting at is if they are found completely not guilty, then there's the possibility, that lends a lot of fuel, I think, to a lawsuit possibility.
God, you know, Dale, I wonder about this whole lawsuit possibility.
I know, me too. Believe me, I'm the first one. I'm the first one. But I've seen, you know what, I just reported on my own show, I just reported on a case of a bar raid happened in Atlanta where they did, in fact, sue the city for $1 million.
And they won.
And won. They won $1 million settlement.
I don't know how you do it. You'd have to find a lawyer that's willing to take a case like that, because I don't know how you do a suit.
I think
by
it's going to take an organization that pursues those sorts of things, like the Civil Liberties Union or something like that.
And from my discussions with just individual attorneys, they're just like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it's going to take something like a big organization that fights for rights.
Although I was just thinking recently, maybe someone needs to contact the Institute for Justice if the ACLU doesn't pan out. Because those guys helped out the Kilo 7 when they were being aggressed against in New London, Connecticut way, way back during the case where the Supreme Court decided that government people can take your property and give it to private owners. So they weren't successful, but... Wow, it's been a hell of a day, and it's not over yet. As I said, the trial is not complete. Tomorrow, Pete Nademo, they're going to have their side, and I think they're just going to rest. They're not going to do anything, and they're going to have a closing statement at that point, and the jury will deliberate.
Their case is pretty solid.
Yeah, we'll let you know what happens. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.